Okay, we are on item at base. The Gemara just explained to us why Kashya B'Sachar is Xeris Shabbat that's open on two sides. Because the word Kashya B'Sachar extra by Pesach, the two extra words. So we say one is on Pesach, one is for Truma, and makes it Xeris Shabbat Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. So we are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the top on Ayin Amud Beis. Frekt the Gemara. Uma Pesach Einen Aser Bay, Av Truma Einen Aser Bay. If Pesach and Einen is Aser, so Truma and Einen should be Aser as well. Because if we're making Xeris Shabbat between Pesach and Truma, and we're learning out from Pesach to Truma that an Aro can't eat Truma, so why doesn't that same Pasuk tell us that an Einen can't eat Pesach? I'm sorry, that an Einan can't eat Truma just like a Truma, just like a Einan can't eat Kachem. Rashi, Ma Pesach Einan, it's a little bit further down the page, Yafina Lekulu Kachem Kavachemer Mimaiser. Later on, the Gemara will learn out that an Einan is not allowed to eat Kachem, learned out from a Kavachemer. So the question is, once you know that an Einan can't eat Kachem, why can't Xeris Shabbat pass that halacha along that an Einan can't eat Truma?
Didn't we learn this from something else already, that an
Einan
is allowed to?
Emphat the Gemara. Amar Abiyati Reb Chanina. Amar Kral B'chol Zar. Zaris Amarti Lach V'loi Aninos. That was what you wanted to say. That there's a drasha B'chol Zar. Right? Remember we learned that from the word B'chol. That the Torah said only Zaris and it excludes Aninos. Now, we get into involved now. Who decided that it excludes Aninos? Maybe it excludes Arlus. Meaning, we know that the Torah compared Pesach and Truma. We know that the Torah came along and made one exception. Zaris, not something else. Now, that something else is to be determined. For some reason, we decided that Arl can't eat Truma, Xeris Shabbat. Einan can eat Truma because there's a Mi'ir of a Chol Zar. Switch it around. The Chol Zar is to tell me that an Aro can eat Truma. And the Xeris Shabbat is to tell me that an Einan can't eat Truma. How do you know which one to include and which one to exclude? Who gave you the right to determine? You have a Xeris Shabbat that says Aser. You have a Pasuk that says Emiyot B'Mater. So we reconcile and say Aser A, Mater B. Well, who decided which is A and which is B? Frek the Gemara.
Aninus eventually goes on.
So does
Arlus if you do a bris milah.
Oh, but
so let's see what the Gemara has to say. The Gemara has a whole piece here to determine this, what you're saying. So let's see. Let's give the Gemara a chance. Correct the Gemara, Eima v'loy Arlus. Talk to Gemara, Ksiv Taisha v'sachar. We have Xeris Shabbat. Umarois. Who decided to tell you that this is an Xeris Shabbat and this is the exclusion? And for the Gemara, Mistabra, Arlus Havilei L'Rabuyay. Arlus has more reason to include it in the Isser. There's more reason to say that an Einan is Usser than, I'm sorry, an Arlus Usser than an Einan. Why? Chkei Maisim, Krusim, B'davar Ha'evet. Four things that may give Arla a severity over Einan. Number one, Avram Kov, Chkei Maisim. Aninus goes off by itself. Arlus does not go off by itself. Because the day of death is an item. The next day is only rabbinic. Biblical is gone. Even if there's no Kvura. Right.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a very good one.
Why would you think he's not a good one? He's always a good one. What's the miyat? What's the miyat here? Right, it is, but it doesn't need it for Einan. Because Einan goes off after the day, because Midiraisa, a person's only in Einan Yom HaMitzah, whether there is a Kvura or not. And Maitse Begufay, and besides the fact that it's an action, it's also an action on the very person's body. That's why Maitsim is, okay, that's two. Anush Karas, not being an Aro, not having Bris Mila, is punishable by the punishment of Karis, and Yeshna Lufnei Adibur, it was around before Matan Torah, and Milas Schara Vavod of Ma'akeves. By Karban Pesach, if one doesn't do bris milah for his son or for his eved, he can't bring carbon pesach. He's a no. He has a bris milah. He's not an aro. He has a 20-day-old son, didn't have a bris yet. Not sick. He has an eved kanani that he didn't mal. So he can't eat carbon pesach. And that's a severity about milah that doesn't exist by aninus. Frank the Gemara Adarabba. I can show you severities by aninus that doesn't have by arelus. Number one, aninus have a little bit of yeshna b'chol shah. It is a constant, meaning it is, arlus is a one-time and a life thing. Once a guy has a bris, he'll never be an aro again. Aninus, Rahmana Lislam, can happen at any time. There can be multiple aninus, and it's not something that's limited to a once-a-lifetime thing, number one. Number two is Nehegas Vanashim Vanashim. It applies to women. Women can be aninim. Women can never be an arelus, can never have the psul aro. There's no such thing. Number three, Ein B'yadu L'sak and Asatsumai. Arlus can be corrected by man's intervention. Aninus, there's nothing he can do to remove his aninus during the time of aninus. He's at the mercy of the Rabbi Nishleilam, we always are, but there's nothing he can physically do to remove it. An aro can remove it right away. So why do you say that arlus is more severe? Aninus is more severe.
I would say still the argument leans heavily towards arlus.
Zogta Gemara Hanach Nefishin. That's more. There's more 4-3, or 5-3, depends how you count. But you count Maisa, Maisa, Begufa is 2. But it's a count. It's a number. You're right. Arla is more strict in at least 4 ways. Aninus is only strict in 3 ways. 4-3. Arla is 1. That's why Arla is lesser, and Aninus is mother.
You know, when you have the same numbers, sometimes it doesn't matter the numbers.
The Gemara says here it does matter. What can I do?
Would you argue that even the reasons are strong, even if it's the same number here?
The Gemara might have even, again, sometimes the Gemara answers your way. In this part, we didn't need that. Right, sometimes the Gemara says chorus is enough to weigh down. But here the Gemara just counts the numbers. The numbers are on your side. That's all the Gemara is saying. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says, B'loi ha'nach nefisha, nabi lemat tzamet. Rabbi says the question never starts whether the numbers stack up one way, or whether the numbers stack up the other way. Because Shafkin and Arlus of Sib Begufi the Pesach, Biafin and Aninus mi Pesach the Pesach Gufa mi Maisig Aminan? Meaning like this. How do I know an Ainan can't eat carbon Pesach? It doesn't say it by carbon Pesach. We learn it out from a Kavachimer from Meiser. That an Aro can't eat carbon Pesach is Beferish. Chol Aro lo Yechobai. So I have a choice. Am I going to derive from the Gzeirah Shavah something that's written explicitly by Pesach? Or am I going to derive from the Gzeirah Shavah something that Pesach derived from Meiser? So, Shavah, the logic is that the Gzeirah Shavah would compare something beferish before it would compare something that's derived. And therefore, Aninus is a derived, Arlus is beferish, therefore we will send over to Truma the beferish more than the derived. Rashi. Zaktrashi, a maisim krusim bedavar emet simnahu. This is a simon, it's a numonical aid. Umafarish lay, and the Gemara explains it. Anish karas ala mila. Mila skara vavadav. Im yesh lay ben roi lamo. The person has a son that's fit to be mauled. He's not sick, he's not 5 days old. He's old enough and eligible for mila. I evad lamo. Asar ha'ava yo'adun lechu bepesach. Elim ke malo. The father or the master cannot eat Pesach unless he mouths him. The Chsiv, he molai kol zachar, ve'az yikar v'las aysay. That's the Pesach. The guy, the Eved, Chsiv, mouth to aysay, az yaychol bay. You have to first mouth the Eved, then you can eat it. Az yaychol bay,
I'm
middle of a Rashi. Hainu ba'olav. It's going on the owner, because for the Eved, the Yibish of Eved, Chsiv ka'ar lo yaychol bay. Rashi's bothered. Says a mal to Aisa as Yechobai, maybe it means then the Eved can eat it. The answer is, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that Mila is makom for the Eved himself. He's an Aro. So obviously the Torah is giving a heter for the master to eat, after he mouths his evet. Yes, I'm sorry, Rabbi Kohn, what was your question?
The question is that Pshat is, he wants to eat the Pesach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he's not there.
I don't know what that means.
If the son is not in the same area, as
doesn't make a difference. A father cannot eat Korban Pesach if he has a son to mow that he's mechuyev to mow and didn't do his job.
I'm saying, so he can send a shliach, right?
Again, he doesn't have to do the act of bris himself. The kid has to be mow.
No, he's not able to do it.
So somebody else does.
No, he's not. Meaning, the guy, the kid's not in town.
Don't go to Yerushalayim to bring a Korban Pesach till you take care of your obligations. I'm trying to figure out what you
said. Rabbi Heineman to do it.
It's fine.
That's good.
Yes. Did he pay you for this advertisement?
But he can't bring the carpet until he knows it's done.
Correct.
Not just anything.
I don't know what he's trying to bring out here. I think an advertisement for Rabbi Heineman is the first thing I heard here.
It didn't to bring the carbon paste after the finish.
Are you advertising his cafe as well?
The what?
Oh, you want to advertise this cafe as well?
No, I don't.
Okay, I guess he didn't pay for that part.
For me. This cafe is too expensive.
Oh, yeah, okay. Fine. Maybe if you tell him you advertise it, he'll give you a cheaper price.
Don't bring him.
Finish that father that doesn't have that has an oral. I never knew that. I mean, the old.
The pasuk
says that.
Yeah, he calls Zachar Yikav Lasei. Sure.
It doesn't apply to Truma.
Does not apply to Truma. No, it's only a special law. Doesn't apply to anything except Korban Pesach. That's why it's a severity in Arlis over Aninus. Adarab, Aninus puzzle frame Arlis. It can happen any time, Rachman al-Litzan. But Arlis the Gufa, Mishamol Pamach, Ashubay the Chazeres Alav. Arlis is a once in a lifetime situation. Aninus, Rachman al-Litzan, can be many times.
It may not happen at all.
True, but it can happen multiple times. Loy Matzis Amret, the nail of Trumi Mipasach La'aninus. V'naikim Kral Demuta La'arelus. It doesn't make sense to say. I don't mind. I love to hear your questions, but I'm in the middle of a Rashi. What's the question? What? Doesn't grow back, but we're going to get involved in the next Amud. Is it in the next Amud or in a blot later, probably a blot later. In the halacha called mashoch, someone who pulls his skin over and makes it look like he's an aro. He takes away, doesn't want to look like a moho, and he goes and he pulls the skin over and he makes the skin stay over and it looks like there's an arlo there. That's called a nimshach arlosai. Again, but it has nothing to do with this sugya. He's not an aro. We'll see later on, but we're talking about a regular guy who doesn't do this aveira of being Meshach Arlosai. Right, that's a chazal. Then Boil Aramis is Nimshach Arlosai. I don't know if it means physically down here, it means upstairs. Because the Gemara says that Ram Avinu stands by the door of Gehenna, and anybody that's a Nemo, he doesn't let in. So if somebody's Boil Aramis, it's Nimshach Arlosai, Ram Avinu doesn't stop him at the door. Okay. Shavkinan Arelus Luxib Aguba de Pesach, the Loy Magminil of the Truma, because they shove the Taisha Visachar, the Avinan Aninus, the Meister Gomer Lukamu Beperkin. So again, the Gemara said it makes more sense to learn Arelus, which is written by Pesach itself, than to learn Aninus, which is derived from Meister to Pesach. So it's a second step. So again, it's just, we could learn everything had there not been a miyot. But once you have a miyot and a riboy, use the riboy for something that's there rather than something that's derived. Dr. Gemara Weiter. New kasha. Ma pesach milas charev avod of makeves. Av truma milas charev avod of makeves. If we have a gzeir shava, an gzeir shava is a highway. you can pass through as many halachas as you want once you've established a highway. We wouldn't pass on Aninus, except the Torah wrote a special pasuk to say, don't pass on Aninus. But if not for that, we would have passed on both, Arelus and Aninus. Fine. So we have one pasuk, we excluded Aninus. But there's another halacha by Pesach, and that is if the kid's not Nimo, or the Eved's not Nimo, the father or the master cannot eat Karban Pesach. So why don't we pass on that halacha to Truma? That if a Kayan has a son who's not Nimo, he can't eat Truma. A Kayan has an Eved who's not Nimo, he can't eat Truma. Let's pass that halacha along. We have no miyat for that. And again, once you establish a Gzeres Shava is not limited to one thing. Gzeres Shava is everything, only those things not excluded. Okay, so we excluded one, Anina. We had a special pasuk, B'chol Zar. But the other halacha should be passed on. That by Anina, by Truma, somebody who has a son or Eved not Nemo should not be able to eat Truma. And for the Gemara, there's another miyat. It says in the pasuk, Gomalta Isai, Az Yechol Bai. What's Bai? Malta Isai, Az Yechol. We know we're talking about Karban Pesach. Bai Ein Eichol, Abba Eichol Hubachuma. Bai says it's only halacha by Pesach, not by somewhere else where you would have compared it to. So there's a second exclusion that excludes Truma from having this halacha. Frek the Gemara, Haksiv Taisha V'Sachar, we had a Gzeres Shava. Zok the Gemara, Eichol Hubachuma. Haksiv Taisha V'Sachar. Right. The answer is, 1 minute, how does this work? I skipped two lines. I'm a crop. Boy milas scharav avodah makeves boy milechu bepesach vei milas scharav avodah makeves milechu betruma. The boy is an exclusion. Frakta gemari yochi ema ka aro la yochu boy. I have the same word boy by an aro. You're using boy to say only by pesach, not by truma. So exclude aro as well. Don't learn out aro either. It says boy. Boy ena yochav yochu betruma. Why don't we say that the boy by Aro is to say that an Aro could eat Truma? By Pesach. Right. These are all besukim by Pesach. Again, yeah, you're right.
So it says boy twice by Pesach.
It says it many times. We're going to have more times than it says.
It says specifically that he doesn't eat.
Where does it say that? Who can't eat? Boy. What's boy? But he's an exclusion. This he can't eat, something else he could eat. Right? So just like you said, a Maltai say Az Yaichol Bai says only Pesach he can't eat when his kids aren't mild, but he can eat Truma, that same Bai written by Aro should exclude Aro from that he should be able to eat Truma as well. And for the Gemara, we had a Xavier Shava. So the Gemara says, excuse me, you're admitting to me that you have boy in both places. But you're saying that the Gzeres Shava has to be used for something, therefore I ignore one of the boys. Now how can you, which one did you decide to ignore? Why are you ignoring the one by Aro and not ignoring the one by a kid's sons being at Aro? Who decided? Umar Royce, why did you decide to ignore the boy by Aro and say that we pass on the Isser Aro? And you didn't ignore the bai by a malta israel yaichu bai. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Mestaber arlus the gufa have a little rebuye. Shkei maisa begufay. It's by his own body. Vanish karet. Adurabba. Milas chayav avadav have a little rebuye. Shkei yashna b'chosha. Person can have sons all the time. It's not a once in a lifetime thing. So maybe we should include that. Zog the Gemara. Hanach nefishin. It's 2-1. And therefore, we say, Arl is Asr, and a kid being an Arl is not Asr. Vibay Zema, Belay Hanach Nefishin, Namilay Matzisamr. Even without Hanach Nefishin, you can't say it. Me Kamida to Arl is the Gupala Makhlebe, Arl is Akhina Makhlebe. Does it make sense to say person himself is an aro should be able to eat truma, but if his kids is an aro, he can't eat truma? Doesn't make any sense. Therefore, we say the boy of the kid is to exclude truma. An aro can't eat truma. But if his kid is an aro, he could eat truma because we have an exclusion of boy. Aye, we have boy by aro also, but we have exer shava. And we have to use it for one thing. Makes more sense to use it by a person's own arla than to use it by someone else's arla. To be trying to ask Akasha, what was the havamina of the Gemara? That a person's kid is not mild, he can't eat truma. But if he's not mild, he could eat truma? That's the Gemara's second answer. That it doesn't make any sense. What was the havamina of the Gemara? Isn't that like so blatantly in front of your eyes? So the Gemara, the Rishonim answered, the havamina of the Gemara was that the reason Mila's Charav is Ma'akev is to force him to do that mitzvah on his kid. It's not that because his kid is an Aro, it's because he didn't do the mitzvah. So Teretz says, maybe that mitzvah to do his kid is stronger mitzvah than to mal himself. And the Gemara says, that's not Mistab. So the Gemara, now, we haven't learned what to do with the boy of Aro. We still have a problem here. The bottom line is the Torah did say boy by Aro. We're ignoring it because it exerts Shava, but you can't ignore a drasha. What do you do with the word boy by Aro? But the Gemara is going to ask something else first, and then get to that. Well, the way the Bach is going, it goes there right away. So the Gemara has to the Amrit by the drasha dasa. Now that you've established that the word boy is coming to exclude, so let's go to the Bach. Kol aro lo yaychu boy, kol benecher lo yaychu boy, lamali. The Torah says boy by aro. An aro can't eat it. And it says a benecher. Benecher is someone who is a mummer, who is a someone who wanton violates Torah wantonly. Right? So what are these by? Zakti Gemara. And I'm reading the Bach. What? I'm doing the Aleph in the Bach. Zakti Gemara says, Zakti Gemara. He can't eat Pesach, but he's mechuyev to eat matzah mar. Shouldn't think that once he's not eating Pesach, he doesn't have to eat matzah mar. He can't eat Pesach, he's an aro. So maybe he's excluded from the mitzvahs of the night. No. He has to eat matzah mar. And, kobanecha lo yechobai, boy ha maras das b'selas, v'ein ha maras das b'selas v'maiser. By Pesach, a mummer can't eat Pesach. But by Meiser, a mummer can eat Meiser. That's what he's saying. So the boy is to tell me that he shouldn't think that a mummer can't eat Meiser. No, he could eat Meiser. A mummer could eat Meiser.
But he can't eat Pesach.
Can't eat Pesach.
That's what Benichor is.
Yeah. Summer gairis and psachim, the ein hamaras das b'selas b'truma. And the truth is both are right. It doesn't pass by truma, it doesn't pass by meiser. So the Gemara could have brought either here. That's what Tysus speaks out in Tysus ein hamaras das b'selas, second Tysus and ein aleph amid aleph. Tysus speaks out, they're both excluded. Rashi, hachi kasinim b'sar b'alas b'gufav b'rabuy, hamaras das b'selas, the Mehemer Dasai, the person changed his religion, but the Sakru Maisim Lovim Shiv Shemayim, and his actions became strange to the Rabbeinu Shleilim. What? Estranged. Amar Achmana Lo Yechubay. Hachi Yassin Kol Ar Lo Yechubay Lamali. Bay Maimam Mayat. The Trashi V'loi Gersinan Taisha V'socher Klau. There's a Pasik Taisha V'socher Lo Yechubay. But we're not zeroing in on that Bay, because the Kim the Kula Kral Xavier Shava. We had said that the whole pasuk was not meaningful anyway, Pashem Shat. Right? Taisha Vesach Kuri Karb Pesach. We said those words are extra. We took it away from Pashem Shat. Right? So Taisha says, well, God, it's going in a guy, but it was unnecessary. It's just there for Xavier Shava. So therefore, we don't dash the boy. That's what Rashi's saying. We don't have to worry about the boy by Taisha Vesach. Because the pasuk is not the Pashem Shat anyway. Therefore, you don't have to worry about it. Zakti Gemara Vayter. The Itzrich, the Mixtus Aro. Right, I read that before. She tries to ask the Kasha, why would I think he can't eat matzah mar? Matzah is not Kaddish. Why would I think an Aro can't eat matzah? Why do I need a pasuk to say, Avaloichu b'matzah mar? So therefore, I spoke out Tyson's answer. He's mechuyev to eat matzah mar. You shouldn't think that there's no obligation on him. Of course he's allowed to eat matzah mar. Why shouldn't he be able to eat matzah mar? Everybody can eat matzah mar. So the chiddush is that you shouldn't think since he can't eat Pesach, he's absolved from all the mitzvahs of the night. No. He's obligated to eat matzah mar. That's how Tyson learns, Avaloichu b'matzah mar. The Meiri learns, you would think that matzah mar have a certain level of kedusha to it. The matzah Pesach night is not regular matzah. Pesach is a matzah. The mitzvah matzah. And maybe an aro shouldn't be touching this. The tyrant, no, he's not excluded from that. The Meiri learns that saka havamina, that an aro wouldn't be able to eat matzah on Pesach night. Tyson learns it can't be such a havamina. What's wrong with matzah? No kedusha to it. Meiri says ksas kedusha yeshbay. And therefore, you would think not, so the pasuk comes and tells me not.
What?
Not the Bach. I said Tysus and Meiri. Bach was just turned around the order of the Gemara. The first thing Gemara dealt with Aro, then was Ben Nechar. Because we were talking about Aro, and all of a sudden we asked, what do we do with the Bay with Ben Nechar? And then we go to the Bay and Aro. Why don't you take care of Aro first? So the Bach inverts the Girsa, first Aro, then Ben Nechar, just the flow of the Gemara should go easier. He doesn't add anything to the Gemara, it just inverts the order, right? Because if you look at our Gemara, it asks, what do we do with the Bay by Ben Nechar? And then we ask, what do we do with the Bay by Aro? We were just talking about the Bay by Aro. Why are you switching to Ben Nechar before you take care of business? The Bach says, switch it around. First Aro, then Ben Nechar. Dr. Gemara Vayter. The Itzrich, the mixed of Aro, the Itzrich, the mixed of Ko Ben Nechar. Now the Gemara has a problem. Why does the Torah have to say that an Aro can't eat Pesach and a Ben Nechar can't eat Pesach? They're both disgusting in a certain way. So tell me one and figure out the other. Not the drushes of Bai. Stop. The Torah asserted an Aro for meeting Pesach and a Ben Nechar for meeting Pesach. Why doesn't it just tell me one and I'll figure out the other? Zakti Gemara, I'd never figured him out. The Ikasa Rachmana Aro. If the Torah would have said an Aro can't eat, I would say Mishin Demos. There's a physically disgusting thing on him called an Arla. Arla is disgusting. In Halacha, Arla is a disgusting feature. It is a disgusting thing on the body. Abu Ben Nechar Deloy Mos, there's nothing wrong in his physicality. He's got real Jewish problems. That's why the Torah wrote about both they can't eat Karban Pesach. Meaning, we wouldn't have figured one out from the other. One is a physical problem, one is a ruchnius problem, and we wouldn't necessarily compare the two to each other. Therefore, the Torah has to tell me an Aro can't eat Pesach and a Ben Nechar can't eat Pesach. What? Nobody says he's loved, but he's not. We're talking about even not the. But he, again. Who spoke out, according to Rashi, here's a guy that can't do Mila, right? His brothers died, Machmas Mila, and he still can't eat Pesach.
That's what we're talking about?
Well, Rashi says Aro means all kinds of Aro. Tysus learns that would not be an Aro, but somebody who's afraid to do Bris Mila. He's afraid. Not Mason. He's petrified. So he's a Ben Nechar. Not every Aro is a Ben Nechar. Somebody who's Mason doesn't do Mila. It's a different story. No, there were people, they don't exist anymore, I don't think. There were people that after the war didn't mow their kids. Because in the war, the way they could tell if somebody's Jewish or not was to be circumcised. People that hid as Goyim, people who tried to hide and disguise themselves as Goyim, if they were accused of being Jewish, they checked them if they were circumcised or not. And if they were circumcised, then they killed them. That's what happened. So there were a group. There were people after the war who didn't do bris milah for their kids. They didn't want their kids to ever be have to be identified as a Jew physically. Is that amazing? I don't think that's amazing. It's a fear. That's a shaking. It's wrong. It's 100% wrong. Again, it's 100% wrong, but these people were traumatized. And therefore, I'm just saying.
Before the war, to be a good German, there was an idea not to do
today. Yeah, but that wasn't a fear. That was a, you can call it mazed. You want to become a German rather than a Jew. That's mazed. That's ben nechar. But the person, people that survived the war and saw what bris milah did to their friends, got a fear, a trauma, and therefore they thought they could disguise their Judaism from their kids. They were stuck. They were circumcised, but their kids are not. I don't know. I would consider that amazing. I would consider that wrong because it's not the right halachic attitude. But at the same time,
is that true?
Of course, it's not right halachically to be afraid that there'd be another Holocaust there for not to maul the kids.
We're talking about
that after the Holocaust, there were people that didn't maul their kids. They didn't want their kids ever to have to be identified physically as Jews in case there's another Holocaust.
But during war, probably, would it be okay to wait?
Yeah, probably, yes. No, I'm talking about after the war. There were people that did that. But, again, it's one of these things that people did from trauma, not from mazed. So that's an oral. Still moss.
They would
what?
A lot of get it down, so.
Yeah, today it wouldn't be a riot because many guy are circumcised. But in those days, no guy ever circumcised. That's true. Frank Tigamar, mimenu, mimenu, lamali. It says, Al-Teichlu, mimenu, na. Right? So it says the word mimenu. What do I need mimenu for? From it. Al taiklu na. We're talking about Karban Pesach. What's al taiklu mimenu na? So the Gemara look the Rabba Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Later on in the Ayin Dalet, the Gemara will bring a drasha. Rabba Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, a drasha from the word mimenu. That's why I need mimenu. Stay tuned. Nobody tells you what it means because the Gemara wants you to stay tuned. The drasha is on the Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and the Gzeira Shava, three mimenus. So the Gemara Dash is all three there. We'll leave it for that.
7483 or 2?
What?
7483 or 2?
I would think it's 3, maybe even 4. It's for sure not 2. Rashi, mimenu, al toichlu mimenu na, even the amrit boy lemute. If you say boy is an exclusion, mimenu nami lemute mashma. Like the rabba, the kama bepirkin, plus the mimenu xivi bepesach, it says it three times, but uses all three times. Fine, so we finished explaining Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. How do I know an oral candy truma? Why doesn't it exclude Aydan and Miyat? Chalzar, not Aydan. Why do we know which one? We figured out why Ar was more excluded than Aydan. Why don't we exclude Milas Charev Avadav? Because of the Miyat of Bai. Why that over that? We figured that out also. Once we brought him Bai, we went through other Bais to decide what we do with them, and we even brought one Mimenu in to the mix. Divide what we do with that. Now we're finished with Rabbi Eliezer. We move to the second opinion of the Tanoim, who was Rabbi Akiva, who said, Ish, Ish, ki yitame. Right? Ish, Ish is to be mar ba'aro katame. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. I'm a mar. Rabbi Akiva, I'm a enetzarach. I don't need the Xerish of him. Haruayma Ish, Ish, the rabbi says aro. Ish, Ish is to include the aro. Frech the Gemara. And the Gemara is going to go through a similar thing. Frek the Gemara, Vehmel, Rabbi says, Ainan. Why don't we say, Ish, is also included Ainan? Talk to Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina. I'm a Krav Cholzar. Zaris Amarti Lach V'Loy Aninus. Because I only exclude Zar, not Aninus. Talk to Gemara. Ve'im Eloy Arlus. Oksiv Yishish. Umar Royce. Why did you pick to include Arl and exclude Einan? Same Gemara. And for the Gemara, she gave Maisim, Kruvim, Krusim, Bedavar, Rabbit. Exact same Gemara, which is, number one, Mechusim, Maisim, Maisim, Begufoy. Arla needs an action, which is in his body. Number two, Adash Karis. Number three, Yeshlev Adibur. It was there before Matan Torah. And number four, Umilis Karav Havadav Makevas. Frech the Gemara, Adarabba. Aninus Havale Lerbuye, should include Aninus. Shekain, Yeshlev Mechoshah. There all the time when the hag is by noshim benoshim, and it applies to both men and women. Yes, the b'choshon means it can happen anytime. It's not a once in a lifetime thing, and it applies to men and women. The aim b'yadil l'sakin atzmai, he can't take care of it. It has to be taken care of by itself. So it's four against three. Hanaf nefishin, Rava Amar, b'loy hanaf nefishin nami le'matzis amrit. And Rava says a different teret. Not what he said before. Because we're not learning out of Gzeira Shava here. So you can't say Gzeira Shava should be what's written by Pesach. We're not learning out Gzeira Shava. We're including from Ish-Ish. Nothing to do with Pesach. We're learning out Ish-Ish to include Arul to not eat Truma. No Gzeira Shava from Pesach. We wanted to know why not include Einan.
What type of name is
Ish-Ish? Extra word. Zok to Gemara Rava says a different teretz. It says Ish-Ish. Wouldn't I include something that's male, not female? Aninus is female as well. Arlus is only male. So the two, again, I have one miyut and one riboy. Ish, by the way, and this is a very big aside, Rabbi Kiva does not learn anything from Pesach. Pesach is not an issue. We're learning it straight from Truma. The Pasuk says a Tameh can't eat Truma. And the Pasuk says, Ish, that's Tameh can't eat Truma. So Ish is coming to include somebody else can't eat Truma. What? The Pasuk says Ish ki yatameh. Pasuk says tameh. By writing Ish, it's including somebody else. Nothing to do with Pesach. So we say we include Aro. Like the Gemara include Ida. Like the Gemara I have a Miyat. So how do I know which one to go with? Rama's answer that he said on the Amud Beis could not work here. That was good with the Gzeira Shava. That the Gzeira Shava includes something explicit rather than something derived. We're not doing Gzeira Shava here. It's in the word Ish. So Rava, a different teret. Ish is male. You would include something that includes females and not something that's just male? It says Ish. So Rava, B'loy hanach nefishin ami l'matzis amrit. Amakwa Ish. Eizu davash yeshna b'ish v'eina b'isha. What is something that's limited to man? So we have two answers why we include Aro and not include Aninus. Now, there's no question about Milas Arla Zchara Vavada. We're not learning it from Pesach. So it's not Bechlau in the whole situation. It's not in the conversation.
How do we know
what Aninus can't? Can't what? Eat Truma? Yeah. He could eat Truma. The Chol Zar. Zar is a we don't include him from Ishesh. Meaning without the Chol Zar, I would have included Ishesh both. Aro and Aynon. Comes along to Tyre and says only include one of them. The Chol Zar. Only Zar, not something else.
That includes women.
So now I have a contradiction. One pasuk includes, one pasuk excludes. So which one do I include and which one do I exclude? So it makes sense to include something that's male from the word ish than something that also includes female. There's no Rashi in this Gemara. Because the Gemara is really a repeat of the Amud Beis, and Rashi didn't add anything. What? Except for this piece, but Rashi doesn't say anything about this piece. Correct the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva, Hai Tashi V'Sachar, my Avodah. What does Rabbi Kiva do with the word Tashi V'Sachar? The bottom line is, we have extra two words by Pesach, and they can't mean Parsha Pshat, that a Taisha Vesachar can't eat Pesach, because the Taisha Vesachar are Jews, of course they can eat Pesach. So who is this Taisha Vesachar? So according to Eliezer, we said, it's an extra pasuk for Gzeirah Shavah, but Rabbi Akiva doesn't need the Gzeirah Shavah. Doesn't use the Gzeirah Shavah. So what is Taisha Vesachar for? Zokta Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shmaya, Lasuye, Rabbi Mo, Vigivaini Mo. Seems there were some nations that did bris milah. Goyim that did bris milah. They're not an oral. Well, we call our rabbi, same thing, right? Those nations did bris milah. Now, they're not oral. Can they eat Pesach?
Not Jewish.
What?
Not Jewish. So
can they eat it? Can they eat Pesach? And nobody said they're chuyav. The question is, are they allowed to eat Pesach?
Why would you think a non-Jew
ought
to eat
Pesach? Allowed to.
Why
would you think that? See, you're coming in with an assumption of something. I'm coming in that everybody's allowed to eat unless it says you can't eat. I'm sorry. Now, Terence Tichel told me that Ben Nechar. So the parshas began, a Ben Necher Jew is worse than a Ben Necher guy. Ben Necher means he went off. The guy didn't go off.
Why? What is Zara?
Can't call him a Ben Necher. He never was a Jew. A Ben Necher is a Jew that went off. Doesn't include a guy. So you would have known this Gemara, you would answer no, but the Gemara is going to bring a Mia, Taisha Vesachar.
You knew that twice, of course not.
When I would have asked you why, you would have shrugged your shoulders. Because it's just the way it is.
Why is it
how do I know Avraham Avinu wore a yarmulke? Because you imagine Avraham Avinu without a yarmulke? That's what you're telling me.
That means he has
again, the word Ben Nechar means Nisnak grew myself.
Right.
He grew up one way and went off. A guy is not a Ben Nechar.
So why is
Chayim Misa? That's the answer to keep his mitzvahs. It has nothing to do with being a Ben Nechar. How about a guy that doesn't serve a Ben Zara? He keeps Shabbat mitzvahs. Did he eat carbon Pesach? Instead of arguing with you, let's just go that way.
And he has a mila.
To the Gemara, needs a drasha. Zok to Gemara. We learn it now from the Taisha Vesachar. Rashi. Rabbi Kiva, high Taisha Vesachar, the best of my Abbot, I like a look at my Bevan Ivri Klau. Can't say it's Bevan Ivri. Lasuy, Arabi, the Givaini Mo, Shalayachu, the Pesach. Givaini, Shem, Ulam, Uma, Shemayel, and Atzman. It's the name of a nation that did Bris Mila. Frek the Gemara, Bahani, Mulaninu. You consider those nations that they had a bris, v'atnan, koinim shani nenen ra'leilim, mutar b'arele of Yisrael, v'asar b'mule of the gechavim. When somebody makes a nether, that he won't have pleasure, give any pleasure to arelim, we say that means goyim, not yid. A yid aro is not an arelim in his nether, and a guy mohol is an arelim in his nether. And we learn it out from a pasuk. Chol ha-goyim arelim, b'chol beis Yisrael arelim leiv. All goyim are called arelim. Whether they physically have or don't have a bris, they are classified as arelim. So they're included in b'chol aro.
Jews that don't have aro are not called aro.
So that, we say, for that pasuk, they're not. But for that pasuk, b'chol aro lo yechobai, that's a physical fact. Right. And for the Gemara.
It's a little bit of a double standard. Not using the same word for sometimes to include, sometimes not to include.
What?
Using the one time that word does not include Jews, and then sometimes it does include Jews.
Well, there the Pasuk said, Beferish, Chol Yisrael Arvei Leiv. But here it just says the word oral, it's a physical fact, except all Goyim are classified as oral. And for the Gemara, Elala Suya Ger Shemol Vele Tavu, Bekatin Shinai Lik Shemol. The Tzavar Tzarek Latin Menu Dabres. Taisha Vesachar is to exclude Jews who don't need Bris Mila. I'm sorry, not Jews. A Ger did Bris Mila, but he didn't do Tzvila yet. Is he an oral? He did Mila L'Shem Geirus. Is he an Aro? No. Is he Jewish? No. Well, get there. You have more chance. Right. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, he can't eat Karpin Pesach. That's what Taisha Pesach is coming. Or a baby born without an Arla.
Why do you need two things, Taisha Pesach? Three things? Only one thing?
Two things. Gershom Arvul Eitavu and Katan Shinai Lik Shemo. Both of them don't need Bris Mila. A Katan born is a Bris Mila. Zakti Gemar Rebbe Eliezer L'tameh. Rebbe Eliezer doesn't need it for that. Ksaber Gershom Arvul Eitavu Ger Mahayuhu. He holds the guy is totally Jewish. And Ksaber Katan Shinai Lik Shemo ain't Tzarek L'Hatim Ben Adam Bris. And he holds that a cotton that's born as well doesn't eat anything. So according to him, we don't exclude them because they can eat carbon Pesach. Frank the Gemara, Rebbe Eliezer, hi ish ish my abedle. So what does Rebbe Eliezer do with ish ish? Dibu Tyra Kalashim Leyazah. Behold, sometimes the Tyra repeats words for no drasha. Tyra speaks like people speak, which sometimes repeat words. Rashi. Zunk Rashi, Barele Yisrael. In your nether, molin in the halakhakalashim the adam, but you saw the carlu arelim, but the chabim the carlu mulin, which is tight as this kasha. If we go by nether by lashim the adam, how can we prove that that's what the pasuk includes? The chayra people mean gayim are arelim, but who says in halakha it's that way? So that's why I spoke out that pasuk that Taisus brings. He called hagayim arelim. Extra two words. Just to tell me Xerish Shabbat. It's Mufna. Not necessary. No halakha is derived from it. Rabbi Eliezer or Bekiva? Rabbi Eliezer did not darshan Ishish. He did for Xerish Shabbat because they're extra.
Oh, that's the kid in
that. No. Taisha Vesachar was extra. No reason for it.
Right, so that's where Rabbi Yehuda used it for those two things.
Which two things? That's Rabbi Kiva.
Right.
Rabbi Eliezer doesn't need it for those two things. Because he holds those two people can eat Karban Pesach. Because the Gerda did Bris Mila as a Jew. That's what we said the whole time. That Rabbi Eliezer holds these two extra words. That's why you have a Xerish Shabbat that's open on both sides. Oh, you weren't here yesterday, but that's what we learned yesterday.
I called in yesterday.
You were here.
I was here.
That's what he meant. This is different than...
And I even spoke out Taisus there that says that the Torah lied and wrote Taisus V'sachal HaYechub by it. And there's no, it doesn't mean it. So Taisus says it means a guy. But it wasn't necessary to tell it to me. Because the guy is an Aro, so why do I have to tell it to me? The answer is to open it up for Xerah Shava. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rashi. Zunk Rashi, cotton chanel with mole, b'ksavar Rabbi Kiva, cotton chanel with mole, tzarek latin metal dam breath. Cotton Aro, type shemai, that's right. Rabbi Eliezer, dole b'mayit lehu, also the tamed, amar b'acharilat, he says in the fourth parik, ger shemol v'le tabo ger ma'oyahu, that a ger that mouth and doesn't do breath is a ger ma'oyah, but cotton mall, thriller ain't Tarak Lazim Ben Dambris, and by cotton mall, he also doesn't need Dambris. So therefore, each one works out perfectly. Rabbi Eliezer can't use Ish because he holds Zibra Tarak Lashim Adam. Therefore, he uses Xerish Shabbat. Rabbi Kiva says, I can't use Xerish Shabbat because they're not extra. I need those Xerish Shabbats for those two. Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't need them for those two. And Rabbi Kiva darshan's Ish.
Kiva doesn't hold Lashim Adam?
Guess not. Everybody should have a wonderful time.